You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And if you're a regular listener, then you'll probably be aware that a lot of the recent Spotlight On episodes have been about shows coming to the Theatre Royal in Nottingham. We've had things like The Hunchback of Notre Dame or Bugsy Malone. And honestly, when you look at the list of shows or concerts or events that are on at the Theatre Royal and the Royal Concert Hall too, then it just reminds you of how lucky we are to have such an incredible venue at the very heart of our city. I mean, obviously, I'm always here to keep you up to date on what to look out for, but it really is just worth taking a glance through the What's On list on their website and just taking in the immense and frankly eclectic range of stuff. It's the definition of there being something for everyone. So I wanted to use this week's Spotlight On episode to A, kind of pay back some of that gratitude to the Theatre Royal and Royal Concert Hall for basically just being brilliant and letting us see these incredible shows right on our doorstep, but B, also let you in on an opportunity for a little behind the scenes experience, because we are actually fast approaching the 40th anniversary of the Royal Concert Hall here in Nottingham. On the 27th of November 1982, the one and only Sir Elton John gave the inaugural concert to mark the opening of the then brand new Royal Concert Hall, and the rest, as they say, is history. If you've ever been in there, you'll know what an incredible space it is, with this groundbreaking design and innovative acoustics that have since seen it host the creme de la creme of entertainment, from orchestras to rock stars, stand-up comedians, and even West End musicals. So first and foremost, it is very, very exciting that we are getting to celebrate 40 years of the Royal Concert Hall. And as part of that, there is a full programme of events going on to mark the anniversary. Like, in honour of the Elton John connection, there's going to be a tribute evening celebrating his music on Tuesday the 8th of November, called The Rocket Man. And then at the start of December, on Sunday the 4th, we've actually got the incredible John Wilson and the Sinfonia of London, who are going to be doing this huge gala concert. And I will say that if either of those events have taken your fancy and you're interested in seeing them, you can find out more to book tickets via the link that's here in the post. But if you follow that link, you'll also be able to find out more about the thing that I really do want to draw your attention to today. Because on Saturday the 12th of November, the Royal Concert Hall is throwing its doors open to the public with a free open day. So this is your chance to go and explore the venue with backstage tours and street theatre and drumming workshops and music demonstrations and just so much more. Like, it really is going to be incredible and a true celebration of Nottingham theatre. But if you're a bit of a theatre nerd like me, then the chance to go backstage is the really, really exciting part. Those tours are going to include stage door and the dressing rooms and the stage platform itself, but also rarely seen technical and lighting areas in the roof space above the, now get this, 400-ton hung ceiling. Like, I know it sounds nerdy, but how cool is that? The tours and other events at the open day are completely free. You don't need to book in advance. You can literally just turn up on the day, with tours starting at 10 a.m. and running until 2 p.m. Again, though, if you want to find out more, then you can just follow the link here in the post. But I really would encourage you not to miss it. I myself have had the pleasure of having a very brief backstage look at the Theatre Royal and Royal Concert Hall before, and it is fascinating. And that was just a whistle-stop tour as we literally walked through to get to another room. I can only imagine how interesting it's going to be to actually have a full, proper access all areas guided tour. So do definitely check that out on Saturday the 12th of November. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening, first at 6 o'clock with Showtime, live on URN at 1350.net for non-stop show tunes. And then I'll be right here at 7 p.m. straight after that with a brand new Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, Good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.